In this episode on The Scent of Light, I will speak on timing. The winter solstice has served as a marker for humanity for millenniums, as the ancient megaliths like Stonehenge reminds us. The sunrise occurs later, and its place on the horizon has been moving toward the equator, to the south in our northern hemisphere. At the winter solstice, the sun appears to have settled some days at its southern limit, and the daylight hours have stopped decreasing. This observation helped our ancestors with aligning their planting and hunting times to the seasons for the survival of the community. It also gave hope during the cold and darker days for a returning spring and summer. They recognized a cycle that repeats and held rituals to note the importance of the solar cycle. Timing appears in our biological processes as well. The heartbeat, the breath, and the firing of neurons occur in synchronicity with myriad other actions in our body. The breath is the one function that we can willfully control to relax anxious feelings, as the breath's pace and rhythm determine if the body responds with flight, fight, or calm in a situation. The slower, deeper breaths encourage peace and relaxation. This breath switch is useful in our social life. Timing also is important in our social relationships and communications. A word said at an opportune time has multiple times more meaning and effect than one spoken carelessly. As a conversation reveals opinions, our reaction to them stimulates biological responses. If we are agreeable to the opinion, our response can be in the range of calm to enthusiastic support. If the opinion is offensive to a belief we hold dear, our reaction will prepare us for flight or fight, our blood pressure and pulse increase, and we have adrenaline speeding up our responses. The biological changes affect our thinking and need to express and debate. If we have experience in meditation with its slowing and deepening of the breath and calming of the mind from emotionally fueled stories, it is easier to notice the feeling states arising in a tense moment and slow down the breaths. In a few breaths, calm reflection of the opinion will allow one to notice cues in the conversation and body language for an opening for a meaningful word. Such a sign may not appear in the same setting, but it can come in another setting. Here is where we need patience and trust that we'll receive guidance for the best timing for all concerned. Such a practice helps one to truly listen to the conversation partner and have greater influence. It also helps prevent impulsive reactions that can be inflammatory, heightening the defensiveness of each speaker. There is a chance that wisdom, even if first uncomfortable, can be shared between the speakers. I like the winter solstice because of its indication of a turning taking place at a galactic scale, in that turnings are part of our bodily and social lives. We can learn the patterns and notice the timing of such turnings and apply this to our communications for the turning of opinions. Even in those conversations around politics and religion, we can apply patience and trust in our true self receiving intuitive guidance. We can relax our notions of being always right and of having the last word and hold up a real chance of sharing care and wisdom with one another. Remember the timing in your life. This is Ken Norton on The Scent of Light. You can contact me via Ken at kennethenorton.com, and I would be glad to hear from you. The Scent of Light episodes are archived on the web at kennethenorton.com. That is kennethenorton.com. Thanks for listening.